This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall in Washington. The next chapter in the extradition battle over WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange could involve competing claims from both the United States and Sweden, which may want him on charges of sexual misconduct. Assange's lawyer, Jennifer Robinson, says she would only agree to the Swedish option, that her client's rights would be compromised in the United States.
He's embarrassed the U.S. military-industrial complex. He's embarrassed the CIA. We've had the director of the CIA call him a hostile non-state intelligence agency and saying that he ought to be prosecuted. We want to take WikiLeaks down, and he ought not benefit from First Amendment protections.
Dozens of members of the British Parliament have signed a letter urging the Home Secretary that if there are competing extradition requests, that Assange be sent to Sweden. Assange was arrested on Thursday when British police took him from Ecuador's London embassy, where he had taken refuge nearly 7 years ago. Ecuador had given its permission for the arrest on its diplomatic territory. Sudan has its third leader in less than a week, this in the wake of the military overthrow of Omar al-Bashir. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has a report.
Yet another army commander, promising victorious and jubilant protesters that there will be a civilian government to follow 3 decades of autocratic rule under Omar al-Bashir. Still, Abdel Fattah al-Burhan Abdulrahman says the transition could take up to 2 years. And the crowds on Khartoum streets are impatient for change and an end to rule by men in fatigues. Al-Bashir was arrested on Thursday after 4 months of protests over rising food prices, high unemployment and growing repression.
That was correspondent Lucy Fielder of Reuters. To keep up to date on all the day's news every day, we invite you online to voanews.com. You can also use the convenient VOA News mobile app. This is VOA News. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders has reaffirmed